Good evening, everyone. Today is Wednesday, February 7th, 2024. In compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Committee as published in the Hunter and Review. The agenda was posted on the Township Bulletin Board and, as a courtesy, posted on the Township website. Official action will be taken at this meeting. Before we rise to salute the flag, obviously we have the flag. We have the POW flag here. When one American is not worth the effort to be found, we as Americans have been lost. Remember our troops killed in action and those now serving. Would everyone please stand to salute the flag, followed by a moment of silence in honor of our servicemen and women.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call.
Mr. Adakowski.
Here.
Mr. Wojcik.
Here.
Mr.
Fuller.
Mr. Wunder.
Here.
Mr. McKee.
Here.
Well, first, we have the presentation of the minutes. I was hoping we could bunch these up. There's no opposition to that on the committee. We have the December 28, 2023 special meeting minutes. We have January 17, 2024 regular session meeting minutes. And January 17th again with 2024 executive session meeting minutes. Any comments or amendments for anyone?
I'll make that motion, Brian. So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 And now I'm going to make a motion to open a public comment, limited to agenda items only, limited to 3 minutes per speaker.
I'll motion to open this to public comment, limited to item agendas only.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Seeing none, can I have a motion to close public session?
I'll make a motion to close public session.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 We have a ordinance for introduction, number 03-24. The public hearing for this will be scheduled for Wednesday, February 21st, 2024. Ordinance establishing officer and new employee positions within the Township of Lebanon and authorizing and setting the salary range for officers and employees of the Township of Lebanon for the calendar year 2024. May I have a motion to open it to public hearing?
Your motion to introduce.
Motion.
I'll motion to introduce.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay, next we have one which is a public hearing. ordinance number 01-2024. This is an ordinance to exceed the municipal budget appropriation limits and establish a cap bank for calendar year 2024. May I have a motion to open the public?
Motion open to the public.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Seeing none, we have a motion to close the public.
Motion to close.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Motion to adopt the ordinance?
May I have a motion to adopt ordinance number 01-2024.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second that motion.
A roll call.
Yes.
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 Next is a public hearing regarding ordinance number 02-2024, amending Chapter 63 of the Code of Lebanon Township by establishing a new Article 8 thereunder entitled Percy Agent and a new to I'm not going to read it now. Regulating the purchasing agent position. May I have a motion to open to public?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Okay. Roll call.
Yes.
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 Well, seeing none, could I have a motion to close public session?
Motion to close.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 May I have a motion to adopt ordinance number 202-2024?
I'll motion to adopt 02-2024.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay, resolutions. Number 18-2024, resolution appointing Carolyn Budd as qualified purchasing agent for calendar year 2024. This increases our threshold from $17,500 to $44,000. Any questions from the committee or discussion?
I'll make a motion appointing Carolyn Budd as qualified purchasing agent for resolution number 18-2024.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Next is resolution 30-2024, resolution awarding the sale of surplus property. Here we have a sale, a closed bid. We sold 2017 Ford Expedition. Should I name the who bought those? Or
the buyer? Still on there?
Yeah. Or not?
You tell you, it doesn't matter. I don't see it in the resolution. Oh, yeah, yeah, Kenner. I'm sorry. It's untitled. Duh.
Okay. 2017 Ford Expedition was $1,055. 2005 Ford Crown Vic was $515. Both of those were to Jersey One Auto Sales, Inc. The other two was a KC70 with broom mower, $5,100, and a Toro Z Master Diesel mower at $1,100. And those were to Brian's Tractor Repair. Have a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve resolution 30-2024.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Next is resolution 31-2024, authorizing refund of Highlands Expedition escrow for Rocky Run Road number 299, block 10, lot 20.10. That is remains a balance of $518 in the escrow account. Could I have a motion, please?
I'll motion to approve resolution number 31-2024.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Next is resolution number 32-2024. Resolution authorizing refund of Highlands Exception Escrow for 1 Sydney Lane, Block 54, Lot 1801. That's in the amount of $518. Remainder of a balance. Could I have a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 32-2024.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Next is resolution 33-2024, resolution authorized refund of Highlands Exception Escrow for 280 Rocky Run Road, Block 30, Lot 44. This has a balance remaining of $425 even. Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve resolution number 33-2024.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Next is resolution 34-2024, resolution authorizing refund of Board of Adjustment escrow for 139 Buffalo Hollow Road, Block 11, Lot 8.02. This balance remains in the amount of $295. May I have a motion?
Your motion for approving resolution 34-2024.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Next is resolution 35-2024, resolution authorizing and approving shared services agreement between Township of Lebanon and Lebanon Township Board of Education for various services, such as mowing, snow removal, grading, equipment hauling. Whereas in exchange for the township continued performance of the services, the board agrees to pay $23,560 on an annual basis for 1 year period effective from January 1st, 2024 and ending December 31st, 2024. Any discussion from the committee or a motion?
I make a motion to approve resolution number 35-2024.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Next is resolution 36-2024, resolution authorizing continued appointment of Kathleen Malloy and Mary Lou Curdanis as per diem employees for the Bunvale Library. Any discussion on that?
Since I'm the library liaison, I'll motion to approve resolution number 36-2024.
Second.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay. Resolution 37-2024, resolution authorizing refund to Calfon Dental for prepaid newsletter advertising funds. This balance is in the amount of $280 even. May I have a motion?
Motion to approve resolution 37-2024.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Resolution 38-2024, resolution authorizing refund to Minglewood Kennels for prepaid newsletter advertising funds. This balance is in the amount of $120 even. May I have a motion?
Motion for resolution 38-2024.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Next one is resolution number 39-2024, resolution rejecting historical preservation grant for the museum at New Hampton. Whereas in March 15, 2023, the Township Committee of Lebanon adopted resolution number 43-2023, authorizing an application for Hunterdon County Historic Preservation Grant Funds, and whereas the grant application to Hunterdon County Historic Preservation requested a grant amount of $11,390 to replace rotting soffits and facer boards surrounding the eaves of the museum, and whereas on December 5th, 2023, Board of the County Commissioners of the County of Hunterdon adopted resolution 2023-1053 approving a historic preservation grant to Lebanon Township for the restoration of the Township Museum and in the amount not to exceed $6,500. Upon the recommendation of the Parks and Open Space Advisory Committee and requesting the Township execute a historic preservation grant agreement. And whereas the Historic Preservation Grant Agreement included a condition that would significantly restrict the township ownership of the museum by requiring the township to first obtain approval of the Hunterdon County Board of the County Commissioners, and under such circumstances as the Board of the County Commissioners may establish in the event the township be determined to sell, lease, exchange, transfer, or donate the lands for grant monies or allocated for use of. Any discussion or comments? And could I have a motion?
Motion to approve Resolution 39-2024.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Resolution authorizing contribution of $500 to Raritan Headwaters from the Clean Community Grant Fund. This is something we normally do. Speaks for itself, in the amount of $500.
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 40-2024.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Next is Resolution Number 41-2024, Resolution approving Hunterdon County Municipal Law Enforcement Emergency Shared Services Mutual Aid Agreement.
I'll motion.
Discussion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Resolution 42-2024, Resolution awarding a contract. Oh, this is going to get tabled. I need a motion to table this. Some of the paperwork was not completed.
Okay, I make a motion to table Resolution Number 42-2024.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay, that finishes the resolutions.
So be it resolved.
All right, unfinished business. Abe, municipal doors update?
Yep, yes, sir. So the issue has been that I believe in since 2021, we've been trying to get doors made, new doors made for both the entrance here and the main entrance. And the problem has been that this door is an odd sized door. And the reps have been trying to get Anderson to produce this door, but after a COVID situation, due to the COVID situation, they're not producing custom doors. So the alternative now that we have, and also this is going to have a custom locking mechanism that's interior to the door. So when you push the door, it's inside the door, and it locks up and bottom. It's a much more secure door. So since we can't get a new door made, the alternative is to get a standard size door. Now, the standard size door, I believe, is 4 inches shorter than this door. So it can be installed. We can put a header in, you know, make it look nice and all that kind of stuff. But I found no alternatives to this kind of custom door. I don't know how we got this, if this was made custom or whatever. But if it was prior to COVID, this could have been done. As of now, the order is still in at Anderson, but they have no idea when it's going to be fulfilled or if it's going to be fulfilled. So if we want to change this door, and even if we put in the order, it's going to take 12 weeks for the standard door to be made. And they do have all the hardware for the standard door. So I have asked that we get drawings and prices for the standard door, which will actually be cheaper than the custom door. So we're going to save some money going to the standard door. And then I also spoke with Frank, was his last name Pascarelli? Brian turned him on to me. And he cannot do this door. He's not capable of doing this door. He can do the other door, since that's kind of a standard door, and he's willing to replace it and use the same lock set, so we don't need the new keys. So he also is going to send me a proposal for that door. Now, I think we're also going to get the proposal from Anderson to replace both doors, but The big issue with Anderson is this particular door. So I hope to have the proposals by our next meeting. I told them we really need it. It's been going on for years now. We'd like to get it done before this falls apart, which Brian has just gave him the screw. The door's falling apart. That's the situation. Any questions?
Who does the drawings? Anderson?
Anderson will do the drawings. But Anderson does not install. Okay? So once we get the door, we have to find somebody to install it, and I'm in the process of, you know, finding them. And the guy from Anderson's going to help me. And by the way, does this have to be...
So I was going to get to that. I'll let you finish, and I'll get to the nitty-gritty. Yeah. So the question is cost, right? So if the total cost, look at that, exceeds $6,600...
Oh, it'll exceed $6,600.
Then you'll need, assuming it's less than $44,000, then you'll need at least two quotes,
okay,
if practical.
And does it have to be a fair-wage job or any of this stuff?
Well, it's going to depend, right? That's a $15,000 and change.
16, right?
16, yeah, 16. Two? Yeah, you know, like I said, yeah. As far as if it's that, I don't know the cost. I don't remember the last time.
Last time, I think it was $22,000.
But that's something that they'll have to figure out, right?
Yeah.
As part of their proposal, if they do public works, they'll know it. From our perspective, in your perspective, awarding the contract, if it exceeds, going to exceed $6,600 in total. Purchase, installation. You should at least try to get two quotes. And then the price is on them, right?
Okay.
And then that's all we have to concern ourselves with ultimately.
Okay. Yeah, I can get
that. And they'll build that in.
There may not... Well, no, we might be able to get two quotes.
Yeah.
Certainly not from Anderson. There's nobody else other than...
Right.
How about Lebanon Door? They did something here recently, didn't they? One of the fire department buildings.
Did they do that? I'm not sure. They did that.
I saw a truck up here
over there.
Yeah.
Are they overhead door?
Yeah.
I know this isn't an overhead.
I know,
door.
But they do other doors is besides overhead.
Would a no quote be a quote? If there's no.
Well, again, if you can't get two quotes, as long as they demonstrate an effort, right? That's why the statute talks about if practical. Sometimes you can't because the business is so unique, but you would think you can get two quotes for installation of the door.
Source. Okay. There's supposedly a county collective that they pool everything and they need. Yes. Yeah. So maybe they might have somebody to recommend.
Do you have information on that, Carolyn?
Yes, I have a couple different co-ops.
Okay. So that's the next step.
Okay. So you're going to keep on that?
Yeah, I'll stay on it.
All right, EOSC mailer postage.
Yeah, there. The last time we were here, we talked about the postage and thought the postage was on the high side, and we went back, and sure enough, Carolyn helped us out with B&B Press, and it gave the number to the Environmental Space Chair. They researched it, and the numbers came way in. They're still in the 1500s, but that's including everything now. The making of the mailer and the postage and the, you know, the addresses and everything out is the high. Depending on what they want to do, they can range as low as 1,194. So I think at this time you're not quite prepared to mail them out or very close to being mailed out on your end if you just come up there. Because I wasn't sure where we were at with that. Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you. And thank you, Carolyn, for the contact with the vendor. So in terms of the postage for this mailer, a lot of it depends on tonight and how the township committee votes on the forest goals later. Because these mailers are for the forest goals in terms of sending them out to the public to get their feedback on the draft goals. And so the planning board approved it last night. If the township committee endorses it tonight, then we're ready to go within as soon as
that answers my question. So yeah. This is something you'd like to get out sooner than later. So
yes.
Would we need a resolution? This is because...
Tell me what you're trying to do. A little slow.
Hmm?
What are you trying to do?
They've created this report, which we're going to talk about next, I think, and they want to have that report that was done through Highlands Grant with the New Jersey Audubon Forester and looking at the health of our forest, and they've decided on options that they think need to be addressed, and they would like to have that mailed out to all the residents.
Right, so the summary of forest goal selection process,
yeah.
And then the...
But I'm on the post agenda that now because last meeting, is it last meeting?
Yeah.
The postage came in high, and we were wondering why,
right.
And a little research has brought that postage in, and so we're at our temporary budget. They really don't have a budget, and I was hoping that we could help them. At the time, we were thinking about using funding that didn't go to the newsletter to mail it out.
Mm-hmm.
So not sure where we could find the funding without being in a budget. So I thought if we need for the mailing...
Mm-hmm.
Let's say it's $1,500, sake of an argument.
Mm-hmm.
Would we need a resolution approving that?
The mail these two pieces of paper?
To mail a postcard, either a 4x6 or a 5x7 postcard with a summary of information about the forest goals, a link to the website, a QR code to go to a survey online for them to provide feedback.
All right.
So the printing, the addressing, the postage, and all that ranges between $1,200 and $1,500.
Right. Yeah, you could probably just do it by motion.
Hmm?
You could do it by motion.
By motion, great.
Because it's less than the bid threshold.
Oh, these guys are blind because this came late to me with the numbers.
Yes, I got the quote this afternoon. it took a few days.
What's the number you're looking for?
Not to exceed $1,500.
I'm going to defer that to the... Environmental Open Space, there's multiple things here. If you had a choice, pick two out of the ones we have here, and let's work with those numbers so that the committee has a number to achieve this mailing for the forest goals. Are there two line items there that you prefer over others?
I'm thinking since it's printed on both sides, we can probably do a 4x6, and the question is, do we want color or black and white? And so... if we do color, that'll be about $1,300 total.
Excuse me?
If we want a color, if we want it printed in color, it's about $1,300. If we want it in black and white, it's $1,200. I don't know if it's worth $100.
I mean,
I think it's a no-brainer at that point.
Yeah. Does that include the printing, the addressing,
everything.
The postage,
that's
the shipping,
yes,
everything?
Everything.
Yes.
Total cost.
So make a resolution not to exceed $1,300.
Yep. Yeah. Motion.
Make a motion. Is that a motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion.
Second.
To exceed $1,300
for the mailing.
Motion, second, roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes, okay, thank you.
Thank you so much.
A bit confusing.
Yeah, you did a lot of work, so that's good done.
That's good done.
Thank you.
Well, you might as well sit right there. We're going. No, no.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
You can stay there if you want.
Yeah, just be, get comfortable.
last thing on unfinished business is picnic budget.
The picnic budget. I saw something here.
Yeah.
From Mayor Kohler.
Yeah, she did a breakdown of things that we paid for last year. And
let me see the. Anyways, Bev put together a list from last year's volunteer picnic, and she tallied everything that, you know, the quantities, what she got. Very helpful because it's on Jay and my shoulders this year, so this kind of gets us started early. And I think we set the budget, I want to say $3,000. Do you guys have the paperwork in front of it?
Well, I have the old price was $2,309.28. That was for 55 meals.
The advice was to authorize $2,500.
Yeah.
Second paragraph.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then we may be able to get donations. That's assuming no donations.
Right. Well, when I had talked to... Bev, we were thinking more towards capping it at $3,000, and if we didn't spend it, we didn't spend it,
yeah.
Because we don't know what this inflation and cost of stuff, it may be a little bit more.
I thought it was $3,000 myself, but I don't have the memo with me.
I was just looking at her summary document, that's why.
Is this by motion as well?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll make a motion for the budget for this year's volunteer picnic not to exceed $3,000.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 New business, fire department, carnival dates. Kyle, would you like to come up, or you want to just...
Get up.
Yeah, we're just looking for the approval for the dates this year. Had to move it again because of the carnival company. June 19th to the 22nd is what we're looking at. I spoke to Kim in the office the other day. Nothing was scheduled for the park.
Okay.
So.
And I talked to the police chief, and he seems like it's going to work out.
Yeah. A
couple things to check on, but.
And you're going to still have the fireworks, but maybe not a band this year? Is that what the...
Yeah, it looks like we're going to move away from music. It's kind of costing us more than it's worth.
Yeah.
I did speak to the fireworks company, so as long as that's approved, I have them for Friday night with a rain date of Saturday night, I believe. So.
Unless you get someone to volunteer.
Yeah, I was going to say, can you get somebody maybe to volunteer, a band to volunteer to play? I don't know.
We were looking at that. It's hard to fill the day with bands than to figure out where we're going to get a stage from that's cheap and then the sound and music and people to run it. Just seems like financially it's not worth.
So you have some kind of a PA with some music? Or
yeah.
Like
yeah. So we're going to go a different route this year for that part at least.
Yeah.
What's the date again? 19th to the 22nd?
Yeah, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday,
June,
Saturday.
June 19th to the 22nd.
Yeah.
Same size rides, the same amount?
It should be more this year.
Four.
Last year we had 15. They said 18 to 20 this year.
Were you going to do one
is
less
there,
day?
Is there room to increase that in that lower field?
Yeah, I actually met with the guy last Tuesday, and he said we could put about 30 in there if they wanted to. That's a lot, though.
Is there any way that we could keep them off the baseball field?
Yeah, they weren't on it the last 2 years. I'm pretty strict with them about that. They know better than to be on there with that.
All right.
And were you going to cut back one day, not have Sunday, I heard, potentially?
We're just going back to what year one was. Year one, it was Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and we seem to do better. Talking with this carnival company, they said Sunday is kind of a death sentence for a lot of carnival companies, and we didn't do well last year on Sunday. So we're going to go back to what we originally did for year one.
Okay.
All right, well, I guess we could use a motion to approve the day from June 19th to 22nd of 2024, contingent upon that, you know, all the paperwork and everything's all good to go.
Is that your motion?
Yep.
Second?
Yes.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Thanks, Kyle. Okay.
Appreciate that.
Next is police department request to advertise for a new police officer.
Pending resignation.
Pending a resignation.
Mm-hmm. Do we have anybody from the department here? Tell us what's going on.
No, we have a pending resignation, and if that goes through, we want to be able to immediately put out the advertise to replace
another
that
one. Yeah. Now, the way it works here, I'm asking a question. If we have X number of officers and one leaves, do we have to agree to replace that officer, or can that automatically be replaced by the chief of police?
No, normally
it's a procedural question. That's all I'm asking.
We have to.
You're the appropriate authority.
Who's the we're the authority?
Correct. Okay. So operationally, right? They would need your governing bodies.
And is it a resolution? Or just
no, you can take a motion. You take an advert. Because ultimately, he'll do the advertising, and then you'll do the interviews, and then, you know, recommendation hiring. If, in fact, an officer is selected, you can find a good one and hire him. That's done by resolution. So this is just the first step.
Okay.
Has the officer submitted a letter of resignation as of yet? Or he's
pending, yeah.
He hasn't submitted yet.
Well, not completely. He has to pass a few things at the other location.
Okay. So I don't, the only, I guess, question is, I don't know if that's premature or not. Because I don't know what...
But we also have a retirement one coming up, so we're trying to stay ahead of it. Just so we're ready to go
okay.
if it happens, that's all.
So can we make a motion that if the police chief gets a resignation, we approve...
Yeah, that would seem to make more sense.
Exactly.
Subject to the receipt of the resignation.
Okay, so that's my motion.
Yeah. I thought he had it already.
Well, even though he has it, he's still here yet. So.
Because you would have to accept his resignation
yeah.
by resolution.
Yeah. But I thought, okay, whatever.
Okay.
So I'll second your motion.
Okay.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Next is EOSC seeking approval of draft municipal forest stewardship master plan draft goals. Planning board, I believe, I was told, has approved it. Correct?
What's that? Oh, yeah, the planning board approved it.
Yes. All right, so hi again.
Hi.
Can you state your name?
Yes. Sharon Petzinger, Chair, Environmental Open Space Commission in Lebanon Township. Just a kind of a background for you all, a refresher maybe, or for you, Jay, some news, because you weren't here last year. So Lebanon Township is creating a forest stewardship master plan for public forests owned by the township. This plan is funded by a grant that we received from the Highlands Council, and it will complement and expand upon the Lebanon Township master plan and provide guidance on how to better care for our forests based on their current condition. This plan will also be the foundation for forest stewardship plans on township-owned forests. And these forest stewardship plans will provide the exemptions for the township and volunteers to steward the forests, remove infested trees, control invasive plants, etc. So 8 goals are being considered for this plan. These goals include both short and long-term goals, and they will help determine which action-oriented objectives and stewardship recommendations are included in the plan for public forests. The forest goals are the basis of the plan, and as landowners, it is our responsibility to decide on what those goals are for our forests. So those goals then, after we determine them, need to be provided to the forester, who will then draft the plan. So basically we need to decide on the goals to give to the forester before the plan has even begun to be drafted. The final plan, based on the agreement we have with the forester, it's a 2-year agreement, it is due on April 2025. So we have just over a year to draft the plan and go through this process again for approval. So the draft goals, the draft forest goals that were recommended by the Environmental Commission and were approved by the Planning Board last night are the following. Protect and improve water quality. And what we mean by this is to manage our forests in a way to reduce erosion, runoff, and pollution in streams and wetlands. Reduce non-native invasive plants, such as barberry, stilt grass, and a list of all the other invasive plant species we have in our township. Reduce overabundant deer. And what we mean by this is that the grazing of overabundant deer heavily impacts the forest vegetation. And so that's what we want to reduce. Increase passive outdoor public recreation, such as hiking, fishing, and wildlife viewing. This is a goal where if public safety were of importance because of dead and dying trees, that can be incorporated as an objective or as an action under this goal. Increase water availability. And what we mean by this, because it can get a little bit confusing, especially with all the flooding that's been happening, what we want to do is to increase the ability of water to enter the ground and recharge groundwater supply for our drinking water in our wells. So that's what we mean by that. Increase native wildlife diversity, and that's essentially to increase habitat for wildlife to increase that diversity. Reduce impacts of forest pests and diseases. So we've already seen the impacts of emerald ash borer, Beech leaf disease is in our township, so that'll be next for beech trees, and we're not sure what else is coming in the next few years. And this is another goal where the removal of infested trees can be incorporated as an action.
Don't forget lanternflies.
They didn't cause damage.
Yes, ailanthus trees. Well, that's part of the invasive plants, but yes, that is part of it. Thank you.
Do the bats eat those? Do bats eat those lanternflies? They're quick.
They are.
Woodpeckers eat them. I saw the woodpecker eating them.
They don't taste very good, though, from what I hear. I haven't eaten one. From what I hear. Birds don't like them quite as much.
Dip them in chocolate.
And the final goal, increase forest health and resiliency. Now, this one can also be very confusing and mean different things to different people. What we mean by this is to increase the diversity of vegetation to help our forests survive increased droughts and warmer temperatures. And I'm happy to take any questions, answer any questions, give you more information, whatever you need.
So the forester would go in and, like, chop down tree of heaven, the invasive bushes and trees? Is that kind of what they would do?
Well, so this is just for planning right now. But for implementation, we could implement it a number of different ways. Right, we can have volunteers come in with clippers and gloves and kind of remove some of the invasive trees. Ailanthus is an invasive tree. We can hire people to do it, especially if we need someone with chainsaws or herbicide. And there are plenty of grants that we can apply for to get the money to hire people to do this. So those are my options. You know, if there really are safety issues, that probably would be something we would call the DPW for as well. But if we can get a grant, if we don't have to rush it and get a grant to do it, that's what I would prefer to do.
So just to clarify the timing, we have until April 2025 to submit our plan.
to complete our, that's our agreement with New Jersey Audubon, yes.
Then how long, once the plan is submitted, who approves it?
So it'll be submitted to New Jersey Forest Service. And first of all, you approve it.
Right. Now, approving the plan and then implementing it are two different things.
Exactly. So this is a two-plan process. So we have the master plan for all of our forest, public forests in Lebanon Township that we own. And then we're creating one forest stewardship plan for our Anthony Preserve. And that's the one that we would start implementing first. That works well. Then we already have the data in the master plan, then it's easily to create another forest stewardship plan. That is approved by the Forest Service once the Township Committee approves it, and then after that you can implement, and that's good for 10 years. The master plan doesn't have an expiration, but the individual stewardship plans have a 10-year expiration date.
So then it would be once we approve it and forestry approves it, then it's up to us to implement it.
Yes.
And it's up to us to find the money to implement it.
Yes.
Right.
And there's no penalty if we do nothing.
Got it.
And the 4x6 card kind of gets residents' input towards that.
Yes.
Right. What kind of money are we thinking things could cost?
For implementation? Oh, I have no idea.
A lot.
It depends on what we want to do. It depends on the stewardship actions and activities prescribed in the plan for the different properties, and it depends on the property. There's one section of Anthony Preserve. I remember being the entire understory consists of barberry and only barberry, and the barberry is pretty large, where we probably don't want volunteers to come in and do that, in which case we'd want to hire a licensed herbicide applicator to do that. You know, it could cost $1,500, could cost a couple thousand, depends on, you know. But there are grants from Association of New Jersey Environmental Commission for that, $1,500 a year they offer. Highlands Council offers grants for stewardship. Green Acres offers grants for stewardship. So lots of opportunities.
Right, and everything would not have to be done at one time.
Exactly.
You have 10 years.
But
we'd have 10 years. We don't have to do it if we don't want to, but if we want to.
I mean, you can leave those briars or whatever sit there for a while and do something else,
mm-hmm.
Or somebody could come in and mow them with a machine.
Yeah, we could get a brush hog in
so
there and
accessible
do that
at
as well.
Least, make a trail in between all the
control burn.
Yeah, but
If that's in the plan, then we can do that, too.
Sharon, the Municipal Forest Stewardship Master Plan is part of your township's overall master plan. Is it one of the components of the township's overall master plan?
It's not. It's in addition to the master plan.
All right. So it's not like the planning board would not be having a hearing to amend the master plan to include this component.
No, that's
because I'm not familiar with the forest stewardship master plan. None of my other municipalities ever had to deal with forests.
This is the first one.
Okay.
So a little bit of the background. In 2019, Highlands Council staff visited the Environmental Open Space Commission. So our liaison at the time, Judy Thornton, plus the science director at the time, Carrie Green, and a couple other people from there, met with us to talk about, working with the Highlands, what we can do, what money is available. And they actually said, you guys would be a great kind of...
Pilot
municipality to create this forest master plan. And it took us a few years to, we wanted to get deer hunting allowed on our open space properties first. And then after that, we started pursuing this.
So this is a standalone document, the master plan?
Yes. Yeah. It will be. Yeah.
Right. And then from that, there's these individual forest stewardship plans for separate
for the separate properties, and that grants us the exemptions to actually do the work that we would want to do. So what we're seeking tonight is your endorsement and approval for these goals before we send them out to the public, which will be through the mailers that we talked about previously.
Somebody going to make a motion?
So I'll move. I'll make the motion. We'll move this.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Thank you.
Thank you for all the work you've done, Sharon. Appreciate it.
Next on the agenda is the Emerald Ash Borer Resolution requesting state funding. I'm not sure where we're going to go with this towards the end here. We have a draft in front of us. I wasn't going to name the town where the draft was from because I'm not sure if that's been adopted or anything like that. They are?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Basically, it's they're requesting from the state money. They have not to exceed $150,000 with the expectations of taking it from the Open Space Trust Fund. And this would be for trees in the open space areas, not going to be, your regular road type trees, but in the open space area that we have. We're not sure how they calculated that money. We're not really yet familiar with those details or how much open space they have compared to what we have. We don't really know what.
So this seems to be a municipality in New Jersey.
Right.
Who has put an ordinance that uses the Open Space Trust Fund and uses the funding for that to help with the removal of ash trees.
Right.
And they put a number and a short window to use it, right?
6 months.
Right.
And I guess they're requesting that from the state.
So what I'm thinking is, do they allot that money to be used in, a period of winter? Leaves are gone, so on, and the trees are removed during that period for 6 months. I'm just thinking.
Yeah.
Well, according to this, it's adopted November 13th. 20 days, you're into December. So according to their ordinance, they have 6 months from... It says for a period of 6 months from the effective date of the ordinance. Got adopted November 13th. There's a 20-day challenge period, so you're into December. So basically, from mid-December, 6 months.
We'll see it down here.
Okay,
Which is, I kind of find it interesting is that if they have an open space tax, and you have to adopt that by referendum, how they proceed with adopting the ordinance to amend the referendum.
I was curious myself.
I don't know. I mean, towns do all kind of things that aren't appropriate, but,
This town did referendum.
Yeah.
Passed the residents for the ability to use open space, not just for acquisition.
For maintenance.
But for maintenance right. and development yeah. in our open space, which was approved.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I just find it kind of curious. I don't know what their open space referendum said, but if you had the maintenance component, then you could just do it.
And would that dovetail with what we were just talking about, what Sharon brought up about managing the forest? If you're going to take ash trees down,
you may be able to, assuming those
in, right?
open space probably in Rossi.
We have an expert, so we might as well. Sorry.
No worries. Can you repeat the question?
Sure.
Yes.
The the township owned forests. I presume they're under Rossi.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Almost. So I think all of them are green.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they'll all right. They'll claim them anyway. I'm not lying. You know that. So
I'm
yeah.
Stay here for the next.
Yeah. So the answer. So yeah. The answer is yes.
Because you're going to knock trees down.
Well, it's maintenance.
You want to probably put other trees up, right?
You don't. You can maintain it. Certain forest.
It depends on your goal, whether okay. you want to replant or not.
But maintenance, if your referendum allowed for maintenance as part of your open space tax. Sure answer, yes, you'd be able to utilize some of those funds for maintenance of your open space.
I'm just looking at some of the residents' properties where they've taken down all their ash trees. There's nothing left, so you got to put open fields again.
So this would just be less on leaves to blow.
Less leaves to blow for, yeah, but I mean,
it's not roadways, right of ways.
I don't know what they're doing. I can't speak for that town.
Right.
Yeah.
How do we get an estimate of
I think we need a little research
through the application.
Yeah.
But what's the question? Whether or not we want to do something similar?
If it's free money.
There's been thought about getting some kind of mechanism to alleviate the problems of the ash trees.
Huh?
And this was brought to our attention that other towns are starting to see the problem, and they're doing different ways of alleviating that problem. So this is really just here for a discussion.
Right. So the first resolution's going nowhere.
Right.
Because you're asking federal government for money for trees. Not happening. Sorry. That's not where our government spends their money. Unfortunately, they spend it for places that it shouldn't be, but they're not going to give it for trees. Not going to happen. I'll stake my life on that.
Can we get credit cards for Sharon? And
right.
Like New York's doing?
Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah. But as far as this other idea, it's a temporary amendment to their Open Space Trust Committee, but they have a fund. As I said, to the extent that your referendum allowed for maintenance, you would be able to use that fund for maintenance. But it's only going to be on
right.
municipally.
Specific.
Correct. You couldn't use it on
it
private property.
Work.
Cannot use it on private property.
Correct.
So that could potentially be used on some of the trail areas and stuff like
right.
that. Are those trails like designated trails? Like if someone goes off in there, they can like follow a trail?
We don't have any trails mapped right now, so we don't technically have designated trails. We are going to be...
That could be part of your open space, your master plan.
Yes, it will be.
Should be, right?
It will be. Creating trails, putting
right.
in trail markers.
And there are grant monies available for that type mm-hmm. of recreation as well.
Yes.
I know the state does have that.
Yes, I think that's potentially something in the future that should be done for safety reasons for one.
Absolutely. And the parking areas, or at least where we know people are going to be parking for, or the access for the trailhead. So we do have trailhead points, but not really official trails. There are a lot of unofficial trails, mm-hmm. a lot of illegal trails.
Well, we could have a sign recommended stay on the posted trails.
Which we can do, except we can't.
Thinking ahead.
And when we're inviting people to go hunting through a permit, mm-hmm. then they have the right to go anywhere they want. We could have a sign that say, you know, look and make sure your tree's not dead before you put up the tree stand, but that's kind of common sense as well.
Right. Yeah. That could be something that could be added later into the hunting.
I think hunters are usually pretty good with using guns and figure out where they need to put their stands. I'm just saying they're usually not the ones you have to watch out for. It's the novice who tries.
I'd say no action is going to be taken tonight, and we're going to have to do a little more research.
Just looking at it, I think the goal is for them, for this particular, they're going to use it on township-owned open space. Because you have to.
Yeah.
Well, you should. What other towns do.
Yeah, if we can get extra money out of it, take a closer look at that.
It don't, you got to, can't call on that.
All right, we're going to move on here. Everybody satisfied with that discussion?
Yeah.
All right, next is the Green Acres Project Agreement.
Yes. It's a mechanism to bring more funding into our plan incentive grant, which coincides with our open space and Rossi plan. I believe it's $350,000 that the Green Acres is ready to fund Lebanon Township. We have to enter into this agreement that's before us right here, and it has to be done by February 29th. My understanding of the $350,000, it's not attached to a specific property other than the parcels that are prioritized in our open space Rossi plan. It was done through the planning board in 2017. It was an extensive study on what is needed in the township as far as open space and recreation. And I do believe there is a trail map with that open space plan. And there's also an overlay of what the planner decided to do for recreation, baseball fields, soccer fields, all the different types of activity fields we need overlaid on our open space property behind us over here. So I would recommend that we go ahead with it because we're not tied into it, but it puts the funding in a pot. Now, it's a 50% grant where we need a match. Is that correct, what I'm saying?
Well, there,
that event, if we were to use it.
Right, depends how you use it, right?
Right.
This one is a 50% match, yeah.
But it's the funding. Now, I don't, because it references that plan. I guess that we have that plan somewhere, right?
I have that plan.
2017 plan?
It's on our website.
There is a plan.
Okay. All right, good.
Okay. All right. Everyone should grab
it. Was it amended?
Huh?
It's since 2017, no.
Okay.
2017 Open Space Recreation Plan. You were involved with it.
Color pictures.
2017? Come on. That was my last year on the planning board. You guys were all there. So anyways, I really would recommend that we go ahead and enter into this agreement. No one's saying it's going to be used here, here, or here.
Could be used on any of those properties that haven't been purchased.
There is 77 parcels that have been as prioritized in Lebanon Township in this plan. And this is the last page with number 77. And they're very well laid out. That, and they're marked, like, one will have four X's, the priorities are high. One will have one X. It's not as high a priority. So the ability is there to put that money into certain parcels that are recognized
here.
So,
bless you.
Any questions?
Question is, the grant that we heard about from the county commissioners, this is different, right?
This is Green Acres money?
This is Green Acres, but the county commissioners were supposed to come out. Carolyn, remember the one that was supposed to come out to all the clerks?
Yeah.
That hasn't come out yet.
No.
There's a grant from the county commissioners also like this that Sue Soloway told me was coming out.
So so we were awarded a $253,000 grant from the Hunterdon County Open Space. That is earmarked towards the purchase of a specific property.
Now, this is another one kind of along the lines of this for maintenance.
This Hunterdon County grant that we received, the $253,000, that is the matching grant for the Green Acres part of the purchase of the property.
To date, if we secure this agreement through Green Acres, they will have funded Lebanon Township $1.2 million, of which $500,000 has been used for the Pelio acquisition in 2017, I think. No? Anyways, so I believe that's correct.
I think I'm there.
Yeah. It'd be nice if we could get them whispering in someone's ear that with that grant money towards a piece of property, that part of that money, you know, paid to buy it, included in there somehow, some kind of maintenance to get like something started, like a parking area or something.
That would be wonderful.
Right? Instead of just it being the purchased property, but now you have no funds to do this or that.
Can I make a suggestion about that?
Sure.
Because this happened down in Burlington County. Does Hunter didn't have an open space? County have an open space tax?
Say it.
Does Hunterdon County, the county have an open space tax?
$0.03.
So Burlington County was way ahead in open space stuff. They did it years before anybody else did. They had the tax. So all of a sudden there was this abundance of monies. And then what they found out that the purchase kind of slowed down, but you still had the money. So one of the things that they did was, for that very purpose, what we found ourselves having is open space, especially if you want recreation, but no money to develop. No money to build, right? No money to put things in. So what they did was they sort of changed the award, and they would do a competitive award, and they still do it. It's been going on for quite some time, because I recommended when I was mayor, say, hey, we have all this open space, but we'd like to have some money to, like, if we want to put a park in, give us money.
Right.
So they did that, and it was very successful and continues to be successful.
Exactly what I'm going with.
So I think that's something that, you know, from that perspective, you can ask the county, since and because it's if an open space park is in Lebanon, because you're using state or county monies, it's got to be open to everybody. So it benefits everybody.
So a hypothetical question. Some of the matching might be specific to the land. The Green Acres, I think we discussed it, if there's additional funding, or is that only for acquisition of Green Acres?
Green Acres is...
The funds we have now, or possibly have.
Well, Green Acres monies are for acquisition, and then acquisition includes not only the purchase price, but, you know, soft costs associated with it, right? The county, I think the county grant that Sharon mentioned too is just for the acquisition cost.
That one is just for acquisition.
Right. The cost.
The grant that we are currently discussing, $350,000, is just for acquisition. Green Acres has another grant you can apply for stewardship.
Right.
That would be for the maintenance.
But the acquisition, and looking at the agreement, it can include, when I say soft cost, survey, those types of
what we spend.
Right.
If it's in the agreement prior to getting the money. Which I'm not sure if it is or not.
Okay.
It's in this agreement.
If it is, then that's great.
Yes, it is in this agreement. It's in this agreement, yeah.
I didn't see it.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah.
But I think some of those issues, you should approach the county because the purchase of open space, depending on the values have changed. I know that was been a problem for people willing to sell. And I know even they're actually state legislation for farmland preservation anyway. They're changing the formula because it was so deflated. Nobody was putting lands in farmland preservation because the value, back in the day you can get $15,000 an acre. Then it went down to like $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000 an acre, so nobody was putting anything in farmland preservation. There was legislation that was adopted recently signed by the governor. They don't increase because they used a formula. So that formula changed. But I think to try to help municipalities, you should think about approaching your county commissioners and see if they can change that aspect and make that part of their open space, not just acquisition.
The county has been, over time, has worked with the township pretty well on acquisition side of things. They've been involved. So.
But I think what happened is you acquiring it, but then, like you said, if you want to put a park in or if you want to do something, you don't have the money, right? But they're usually sitting with a pot of open space trust fund monies because obviously they collect more.
So it's my understanding there's that, but then recently, I was talking to one of the county commissioners, recently the feds gave them money that they now want to divvy up amongst all the municipalities.
So it's part of the settlement for what? Smoking?
I think it was part of infrastructure or whatever that stupid act that passed was. But anyway, we could potentially
get that.
They can divvy up money.
Yeah, but you should talk to them about that, is there open space tax to see if they just limit the acquisition to see if they open up to help make it. And you make it competitive and you do an application. And you can tell them, check for Burlington County. It's been really successful. Mm-hmm. And they've been implemented. It's helped towns immensely. It really has.
It just makes no sense the way it's been being done.
Yeah.
I mean, if you get the property and you're out of money,
right?
What do you do?
Sean Van Dorn's at the head of all the county, all the counties, the collective counties.
Whatever. I can put him in contact with somebody down in Burlington if he needs to. But it works. Program works. Works great.
Thank you. So I'm looking for a motion.
No, we'll put this on the next meeting's agenda.
Yeah.
Because there's a resolution, we have to modify it.
Okay, so no motion needed?
No.
All right, well, with that, presentation of vouchers.
We don't need a motion.
No, no, we'll put it on the next, because the rest, they have their form of resolution we have to adopt.
Okay. Thanks, Sharon.
Thank you, though. It's confusing.
How do you want to
stay
first? All right, I'll go. I have a couple here that apply. First one is Township of Lebanon for the county library tax first quarter for plus added and omitted tax for $93,713.59. There's another one here for the Township of Lebanon to the Hunterdon County ESC for systems administration technology support.
Yes. Introduced it.
For the total of $2,001. Another one here for same thing, Hunterdon County ESC for systems administration to the tune of $1,001. And then another one here for Finch Fuel Oil Company, Township of Lebanon, for fuel oil delivery for $1,170.03.
What was that for?
Fuel oil for the library. Yeah, heating, I would imagine. That's the only ones I have that are 1,000 or above.
I'll do Mayor Kohler's here first. First one is Lebanon Township Board of Ed, $1,142,288.40. Carolyn, I noticed there's a discrepancy here. There's a circle.
That's what you're going to read.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me correct that then. The amount of $1,142,287.60. Next is North Hunter Voorhees Regional High School. School tax is $1,076,550.67. Roselli.
That's all you need to know.
That's good. Legal services, $2,500 even. Roselli again, $3,500 even. Statewide Insurance Fund, Workers' Comp, $61,125.75. Steckel Cohen Savolin, or whatever that is, Drill, LLC.
That's Jonathan Drill, yeah. Right for the...
$8,500 even. Not exactly sure what that is. Next one, same company. And that one is $3,490 even. And then we have one, the last one from the mayor is J. Caldwell and Associates in the amount of $2,237.50. And I have C&M Auto Parts, $1,119.82. Cold Spring Lawn and Landscape, $6,330.23. Comcast, that one doesn't qualify. Next, Finch Fuel Oil Company, Inc., $5,000 even. Actually, you got circled on these again, too.
I think you're only paying with circled there.
Yeah. There's two numbers here. It's $1,844.99 plus 66 cents. Next one is Finch Fuel Company. We didn't add these up, but I'll do it circled on here. You got $1,058.69.
That's it.
Yeah, right. You have 38 cents. You have $921.09. Then you have 33 cents. Then you have $1,572.59. Then you have 56 cents. Then you have $1,844.99. Then you have 66 cents. Then you have $769.45. And then you have 27 cents. And the total, I believe, for that is supposed to be $6,169.01. Finch Fuel Oil Company again. Fuel Oil Missile Building, Squad Building, $4,113.62. Fred Beams Ford of Washington, Headlight. I'm not sure which vehicle, 1920, I guess. $1,333.34. L.A. Griffith Trucking, Gasoline, $1,359.06. Griffith Allied Trucking again, Gasoline Police, $1,047.96. Griffith Allied Trucking, Diesel Fuel DPW, $4,213.82. Homestead Lawn and Landscape, LLC. I believe this is plowing Winding Brook Lane, $7,964. Jesco Inc. Machine Parts, $1,053.70. Lawman Supply Company, these are the rifles that we had received, $4,601.70. The handheld radar for the police department, MPH Industrials Inc., $2,595. Patriotic Office Cleaning, circles again, I'll just do the circles here, $765 plus $200 plus $440 even. Patriotic Office Cleaning Company, $765 plus $250 plus the $550, which, I'm not sure if that's really right, because now I have a total on the other page. Let me figure this out here. So the total for that would be $1,565 for Patriotic Office Cleaning Company. Palims Inc. This is professional subscription and power training. This is $4,085.11. Township of Randolph Municipal Building, Morris County Co-op. I believe it's the membership fee up $1,100. General Sales Administration. Trading as Major Police Supply, that's $12,090.63. And that's all I have.
Okay, I have one here for Brockenhorf Environmental Services, which is an environmental consulting service for Block 49, Lot 72. I have Title Lines LLC, which is title work for Block 49, Lot 72. The amount of that last one, $4,500, was the Brockenhorf Environmental Service. Title Lines LLC, Block 49, Lot 72, $2,021.20. Cold Springs Lawn and Landscaping, topsoil to fill the ruts in the baseball field over here after the carnival, $1,400. Township of Clinton Municipal Court, which is DUI special session, held on 12-18-23, $1,500. Johnny Bolt Architect, who did a report on the museum's conditions and needs, He was commissioned for $1,000, and that's what the report came in for. General code, annual maintenance, $1,195. New Jersey Health Benefit, active and retired benefits combined, $54,711.03. Amerimark, Inc., $2,183.80. County of Hunterdon, taxes for the first quarter, total $954,277.36. County of Hunterdon open space tax for a total for the first quarter, $91,133.20. Diamond Floor Systems to epoxy and grind part of the ambulance bay floors for Lebanon Township Fire Department, $9,145. Edmonds GovTech financial account system maintenance, $3,872.32. Elizabeth Truck Center collision repair, 2010 Chevrolet ambulance, $1,000. Finch Fuel Oil Company, fuel oil delivered to Fire Station 1, Fire Station 2, the total $2,157.88. That's what I have.
All right. Resolved that the bills and claims against the Township of Lebanon for a period ending February 7th, 2024, the total is $3,649,553.34. Could I have a motion to approve the bill list?
I make a motion to approve the bill list.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. I'll make a motion to open it to public comment. Limited to...
Oops, sorry.
Scratch that. Correspondence. We have 12-4-2023 EOSC minute meetings, and we have the 2023 ESOSC annual report. Also, we received on December 14th, 2023, the historians' meeting minutes of December 14th. So, I'd like to open up the public comment, limited to 3 minutes per speaker, please. Can I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Hello. Well, I would just like to make it notice that on Anthony Road, right before 62, we have allowed someone to put in a boathouse in the wetlands. So I would hope with this big new master plan, I would hope for the big Anthony lot across the street from my house, we should soon buy it up because it's getting dropped and dropped because he needs more money to put into his pot shop. So, on Anthony Road. So, but one other question. Why isn't the road department plowing a winding road?
It was a community that was a private road, and they formed an association, and we decided that because of the road and the steepness of the road, lighter trucks would handle the road better than some of our heavier equipment. So that road we paved because it was an association. Like a community, like a condo association.
Mm-hmm. We kind of had to.
Either.
But we have lighter trucks. We have lighter trucks also. Warren has a brand new truck.
Yeah.
For $7,000 for one road, I'd bring my little shovel there. I'd start today. I wish that would be looked into. Because you know why? I'm bringing my recycling the other day, and someone has all these orange things in there. Who plowed that? Because I got video. They knocked down every one when they plowed. We didn't even have 6 inches of snow this whole year, and we're allowing that person to go around the municipal building. They knocked down every stick. The same people who hit the bridge on Anthony Road at 40, so it's just like we're worried about some of these kids. But I would think that should be brought up, $7,000 for one road. We have smaller trucks.
Yeah, then last year we didn't have snow and there wasn't a bill.
Well, that was all salt mostly, wasn't it?
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, I hear where you're coming from. But
well, it's a township road, though, so
I didn't, you know, it's amazing that.
No, it's a private road. That road you're talking about up there is a private road.
Where, Winding Brook?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a
where
private
it says
road.
Do not enter?
Yep, but because of it, it's an association.
There's a state statute that requires municipalities to either do it or reimburse for certain services.
That's correct.
And one being snow removal, the other one being lighting, and then trash removal if, in fact, you provide it. And that's, so that's where it falls on. So you either have to do it. If you don't do it, then you can pay somebody else to do it, but at the same time, when the town would go out, and do the plans.
I believe if it was dirt, it would not qualify because it was already paved.
If it was a dirt road?
No, because it
not
was
now.
Not now.
It's not a dirt road, right?
Once upon a time?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. If it was a dirt road, you wouldn't be doing it.
Any more public questions here? Seeing none, can I have a motion to close public comment?
Motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 With that, we're going to go into executive session number 43-2024. That's the resolution authorizing executive session. To be discussed is personnel, land acquisition. I don't believe there's going to be action taking.
No, I don't know. Yeah.
I don't think so.
Question?
Can you do the, you want to do the motion?
I'll make a motion to... motion for resolution number 43-2024.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Why did you accept the...
motion to reconvene. No action was taken.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 We have a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 All right, very good.
Thank you.
So now, technically...
Is this the same place?